The City of Speyer and the History Channel welcome you to the Old Gate. The entire city of Speyer was once surrounded by a wall with 68 towers. The Altpertl, or Old Gate, is among the few sections to have survived. The prominent gateway, once the main entrance to the city, is regarded as one of the most beautiful and, at 55 metres, one of the tallest city gates in Germany. It's a miracle that the gate is still standing. During the War of the Palatine Succession in 1689, the French torched the whole city. The Old Gate was set to be blown up, but was spared when the French Marshal Duras was warned that the blast could damage his nearby headquarters. The Old Gate was referred to as the Vitus Porta as early as the late 12th century. Most of the building as it appears today originates from the first half of the 13th century. For strategic reasons, two rows of embrasures are the only openings on the western side of the tower facing outwards, there to thwart any attempt to capture the city. The eastern side of the tower facing towards the city is quite different for obvious reasons, with three large, narrow blind arches giving structure to the lower part of the tower, incorporating two floors with 12 pointed arched windows. On the northern side of the passage through the Old Gate, there's still an iron bar, the Speyerer Werkschuh, or calibration shoe of Speyer, its length demarcated by two noses jutting out at the top and bottom. Anyone conducting any kind of business in Speyer had to adhere to this calibration. It's 28.889 centimetres long and was subdivided into 12 inches. Apart from its military function as a barrier and lookout point, the tower was also viewed as a kind of calling card for the city of Speyer. The clock was similarly seen as a symbol of Speyer. It was made in 1761 by the famous clockmaker Mullinger of Neustadt. It's unusual for its two dials, the large one showing the hours and the lower one the minutes. The Old Gate was also used to house the city's judicial authority. It also served as a prison from the 17th century. Today, the tower is home to, among other things, an exhibition on the history of Speyer's fortifications. It's well worth ascending the few dozen steps leading up to the gallery for a spectacular view of the city and its surroundings, from Heidelberg Castle in the east to Hambach Castle in the west.